Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to Bedtime Stories with the Dream Teacher. Today is a very interesting evening. I'm very excited to be here as I haven't done a show in a long time, so I hope you all are excited to be here. We're going to do a little bit of talking today for maybe about the first half of the show. I want to do a little bit of an introduction to the angel cards that I have been working with now. Also, we'll do a little bit of a chakra meditation that you can keep with you whenever you need. I was inspired to do this as I have a hypnosis party, the first ever hypnosis party tomorrow night. So I've been doing a little bit of extra hypnosis with people at gatherings and such just to see what it was like. And I had good turnout with the chakra meditation, so I decided that I would like to share that with all of you today. Also, we're going to get a little bit racier, talking about a little bit of the homosexual nature, as it's a big predominant part of my life and something that I've kind of observed and studied for a good few years now. And so I hope you all stay tuned, and I want to thank you all very much and enjoy a little bit of the Dream Teacher's Secret Station. Bye. little bit of Secret Station by the Dream Teacher, yours truly. I like making a lot of music that doesn't have words. I definitely do like to sing some of them, but I like music that doesn't have words because it tells so much. Really involved and enveloped in the music. I love, 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 love listening to music without words because you can tell the entire story. And, you know, it doesn't have to be a 4-minute long song like most of the songs in the radio. And it doesn't have to talk about love or anything like that. It's just a feeling that you get from it. And you can provoke different kind of feelings and thoughts just by music alone. And my favorite thing that I would like to share with everybody and have you remember is that, you know, it's not all the notes that make the music beautiful. It's the silence and the space in between. Like, think about it. If you had all, you know, the instruments and everything play at one time, it would just sound like garbage, like a train wreck. But, like, it's the space in between all the notes that make it sound beautiful. And I would like to remind you that silence is a very beautiful thing. Enjoy it more often. Get a little bit of silence into your life. Get that time, take that time to, you know, just listen. Listen to yourself, listen to the world, listen to whatever you want. Just take that time to just be. It's very, very important to a healthy, non-crazy state of mind. It definitely helps to keep you sane. So I do want to introduce the new Love and Light angel cards that I'm working with. And what I'm going to do is just read you a couple, like a message or two that they want to project for everyone to hear. And this is what we will be dealing with when I do the readings. I'm not doing angel card readings yet because I still am not all the way in tune with them. I'm still very much understanding them. But I will do, I guess, a little bit of readings towards the end of the show if anybody needs. But there's not too many people right now live, which is totally okay. I'm more of an archive grabber, if you know what I mean. And I like to get the word out there after the fact. Because I get so nervous and all that fun stuff. But, I mean, I have to at least do something and put some sort of action here. So that way, you hear my voice, you know I'm out there. So what I'm going to do is, again, introduce you to the Love and Light Angel cards. Now, the guardians of these cards are Metatron, whom is my, I guess you'd call him career guide. He's the guy that I go to when I need advice with putting forth action and doing things and concerning job and even lots of psychic mediums or whatever you want to call them told me that Metatron is around me a lot, even before I received these cards, which is pretty cool. So I was excited to start working with these, and then I've learned of a new guard, a guardian, and that is Shekinah, and that is the feminine aspect of these cards, and Metatron is the masculine. So it's a really nice set of duality cards. It's beautiful. They give you both sides of the coin, you know, that perfect yin and yang, and again, I'm really excited to keep working with them and to sharing them with you. All right. This is what they have to say. These cards take you farther on the way of love and light to find inner peace and tranquility. This is a journey to oneness achieved by feeling part of all. In other words, the living, conscious energy of Earth and all sentient life. Now, let me remind you that sentient life is the animals, vegetables, minerals, beings in our Earth and universe, but as far as we know right now, Earth, Earth can physically. On the way of love and light, your own path, your own life path, can be regarded as a two-part quest concerning heart and soul. The heart quest focuses on self-healing, including old wounds, especially from past lives, and even just karmic backup, if you will, to achieve the level of physical and spiritual harmony that allows the flower of higher heart chakra to open with angelic love. In SoulQuest, the heart flower radiates angelic light, achieved by applying healing knowledge gained in HeartQuest to aid others to find the way. The secret is that it's all about healing. You may be on one part of this quest now, or you could be advancing both quests together. There are actually many levels of each. By communing with the angels through these cards, you will receive specific and direct guidance on where you are now and how to proceed with your heart and soul quest to achieve oneness with all. So basically, what the angels want you to do is achieve oneness to all that is. And that is, well, I guess they do explain. What they say oneness means is they give almost this whole story. It's interesting. I don't know how to grasp this yet. I'm not quite sure if anybody has any suggestions, but I'm going to read it and then give my own. So, and what they mean by oneness is once Earth, mankind, all existed in the pure or full, unfallen light spectrum of oneness in the Garden of Eden. All was perfect in harmony through love. Okay, so they're saying that everything that existed was in perfect harmony with love. So, like, I like to think it's, like, in sync. Like, by that picture, I get, I picture in my mind, like, all the world, matter and makeup and all physical things and all energetic things just weaving in and out together with each other. That's what I picture. And, like, this whole rainbow, iridescent kind of flowing, watery, airy kind of way. That's what I think of as the unfallen light spectrum. And this is, they call the Garden of Eden that perfect place, or, you know, the quote-unquote heaven, whatever you want to call it. And that's what they relate to. And then you can achieve that state of mind, and they call that the Eden tree. And once you are in a full energetic chakra state of mind, once you energize each chakra and open yourself to the world and ground yourself to the world with the white light, of course, white lighting yourself constantly, you become the Eden tree, which is a heavenly state of mind. It's a meditative state that you can just become this creation of yourself. It's beautiful. I recommend that everybody try that and then do something spectacular with it. okay. But Earth's vibration fell through the Lucifer Rebellion, expulsion from Eden, and destruction of Atlantis. Okay, so now, if and only if, I guess, Atlantis existed, that means that it went through this fall, and they call this the Lucifer Rebellion. Now, this is something I do not even know about, and I would definitely like to learn more about that. What is the Lucifer Rebellion? What happened during the Lucifer Rebellion? And how did it even become about? Is it us? Is it us human beings that created that? Did we create our own, you know, bad, take away the duality? I'm pretty sure that the duality was here at the time when humans came here on Earth and lived and existed. So I don't know what created that. Maybe the dinosaurs created that. I do not know. But whatever the Lucifer Rebellion is, we still are in it, I guess, because we're in the halfway spectrum. Now, the destruction of Atlantis and the fall from the full light spectrum, the result of these falls and vibration was that mankind descended from oneness into polarities, light and dark, love and hate, generosity and greed. This is called the half-light spectrum. Much of what is going on now in our world is within this half-light spectrum, perpetuating the situation. The sacred Eden tree, the tree of life, guardians Metatron and Shekinah, is a pure etheric channel that extends from the heart of Mother Earth through Temple Mer, which is the etheric healing temple, to the angel stargates. Stargates are portals between polarity half-light and pure angelic light, or oneness. Through power of love and light in your heart, you can heal in Temple of Earth go within the pure Eden Tree channel, reach through the Stargate portals, bring back and hold oneness within hearts. So, the mission here with these cards and the whole purpose, the whole learning experience of these cards, is to extend your higher heart chakra into a flower of life. So pretty much energize it to the max. Like, make it as beautiful as possible. That's what I feel like they're saying. And that you expand your, they like to focus on the thymus a lot. The thymus, the glands, and I believe it's in the brain. I think there might be a couple of thymus areas. I think they're like sensory glands or something. I'll have to do more research on that so I can bring you better facts. But they want you to focus on that and then really bring a lot of focus attention to your third eye and your crown chakra. And they want you to open up and be open to all of the universal energy and to be a part of the oneness of all. Sorry, I'm just looking up a little bit of information. Yep, that's what I thought. Okay, it's some kind of gland. It's in your throat. But I've always heard of the thymus being referred to in a brain, but that was probably by wrong people. I just, like I said, I tend to listen to everybody's opinion, and I don't usually think anybody's wrong until it's, like, proved wrong, or I can just see it another way. I mean, I'm definitely one to make unreal and unlikely connections between things that totally oppose, but sometimes things just don't work. Maybe for one person, but I like to look at the spectrum of all people so that all people can understand. And that's why I try to interpret as best as I can. So you open up to all these different energies, and Shekinah is the, again, feminine aspect, and she takes you through heart quest. And she has you learn things that you need to pretty much let go of, that you need to mature about and get over and grow over and grow up with. So those are very interesting cards, but they're not, like, very negative. You know, they're not like how dad would kick you in the ass or something like that, even though sometimes you do need that, that's for sure. But, like, it's not like a drill this into your head, you better learn this, oh my God. It's like, okay, this is how it is. And you can either grow up or you can repeat the cycle day after day after day, time after time, moment after moment, until you get it and learn and then grow up and evolve to be a better being and to be your true self, of course. So she offers a card to get over yourself card, and then she offers the gift to heal that. And they take you to, now they call this the Etheric Temple of Myrrh, and it's like the school, we'll just call it the school in the sky, and you take your consciousness to another level, and it's this state of mind, state of being, where all of your ancient memories, all of those, the collective consciousness of all of humanity is stored. That's like the information is, I guess you could say. And it is all held there, and it's able for you to access through love and intent. So, over here, and they bring, each color brings out different feelings. And then they have beautiful patterns, which I need to figure out a way. I need to figure out a way to get these pictures up so you can see them. It would be so cool. And then that way the healing can really commence. So probably when I can get the pictures up, that's when I'll start doing the readings for you all. Because they're just so beautiful that you have to see them for yourself, and it's all part of the healing and the expansion, the learning, everything. So then we have Mr. Metatron, the masculine aspect of this healing and learning, and he focuses on your soul and your soul quest. And what he does is, oh, this is a little bit different. It's a little bit harder for me to understand because I'm not so advanced in the soul. I'm so good with matters of the heart, but I'm very much learning about the soul. He takes the Stargate approach, and it's like all about the stars. And he offers like these gods or angels or whatever you want to call them, and helps them. Well, they help you. I'm sorry. They help you to learn these new things and illustrate the learning that you received from the previous Shekinah's list. That's funny. From whatever you've learned from her to help apply that into your life. And then he takes you to a Stargate, which there's several of them. There's 12 each card. So the last one is like this big expansion and takes you to, I guess you could call them different dimensions. And the very last one, which is the one I automatically felt magnetically drawn to, is the Advanced Blue Star Ascension Gate. And is guarded by Seraphim and the 144,000. And with this card, the last line on here, and this is the Metatron energy speaking through self, is I manifest these rays, I connect, oh, I'm sorry, as I manifest these rays, I connect in oneness to 1,000th dimension to help bring through the ascension 144,000 light beings, for I am love, light, and service to all. And that is one of the big things about the whole ascension and 2012 is that there's 144,000 beings, and they're light beings that are going to survive. Now, this is something that was even put in the Bible. There's 144,000, 12,000 of each, 12,000 of 12 different cultures or races of people, I guess, or different people. And they're going to be the ones that are quote-unquote saved or raptured, whatever you want to call it. But so goes the myth of 2012, and who knows, honestly, what's going to happen. I still want to do a show just about that, but I mean, I mention it almost every time. And that was a big thing with me, is that I was afraid to almost do anything if there was this huge destruction of Earth, like Hollywood puts it. I was afraid to put forth any effort or put anything into being in this world if it was just going to be destroyed anyways. Like, why would I want to sit here and try to create something so strong and beautiful when it doesn't even going to when it's not even going to matter and all people are going to die? Well, I think that's a very horrible way to be living this time and this life right now. I mean, if we die, we die, but there's still a lot of things that you can do in the meantime, which is what I've learned, and I'm very grateful for that, of course. So, good luck with 2012, everybody. I mean, I'll be here doing this until then, but I feel like we're pretty much on our own opinion until other stuff starts happening. I guess, I think I mentioned this the last show. There's, like, this whole new thing out. It's called the Blue Project, and, oh my gosh, I'm getting a phone call right now. Actually, I'm going to switch over real quick and say hi. It's my brother. He's in the Army a lot. Hang on 1 second, guys. Okay, sorry guys, it was my brother. He's like, ah, I have two sisters. I'm like, what? Oh, I know, I heard. So I'm going to just talk for a minute. Oh, I totally missed that, buddy. All right, well then, with that being said, I'm going to take a quick break and play a little bit of a song. What am I feeling? What am I feeling? All right, we're going to do I Love Them. This is Breathe Electric. The song is called Emotion. So while I get Zach over here in the line, Enjoy the sweet song. Again, Breathe Electric, the band, and the song is called Emotion. See you guys right back here in a second. Hopefully others will eventually. I don't know. We'll see.
Okay.
So what I need everybody to do is get nice and comfortable, sit in a nice, comfortable, seated position with your feet flat on the ground and your hands resting gently on your lap. Okay? We're going to do just a little bit of a mind opener. And the nice thing I like about guided meditations is that you kind of don't even have to think for yourself. You just let go and let the sound of somebody else's voice just drift you off into this amazingly comfortable state of mind. Now, don't worry, I'm not going to hypnotize you guys or anything, even though my voice is a little hypnotic. I'm just simply going to open you guys up and energize your bodies and yourselves. And then I want you to learn this technique so that you can use it for yourself and maybe give it to others if it helps you out at all. Okay? So I want everybody to get nice and comfortable and relaxed. I think I want to play a little bit of this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful music that I found. It's called the WHO frequency. And what that is it's like all sounds. And it's the sound of the earth, the natural resonance of the earth. And, it's such a beautiful sound. I think I've played it before for you guys. And it's just like, oh. The WHO. I don't even know what to call it. Well, it's on YouTube. Aha! I found it. It's called The Sound of All Sounds. I've definitely played this before. So, it's not going to be very loud, but if you do want to use this for yourself, it is, oh, so cool. I recommend listening to it. Hang on, I'm having a little trouble with my computer right now. Why is this happening? Oh, my chat room. Okay. There you go. If you want to listen to that, very, very cool. And it's playing in the background, so hopefully you can hear it. If not, enjoy it yourself. Okay. So now get nice and calm and relaxed. Again, sit in a comfortable position. Try not to let things distract you too much. As all you need to do is focus on the sound of my voice. Now I want you to close your eyes and bring your attention to the very base of your spine. I want you to focus all of your attention on your root chakra. This root chakra is called Muladhara. And the color of the chakra is red. So I want you to take one big deep breath in and breathe in red right into the base of the spine. Hold that breath and hold that energy so it surges throughout your entire body. And on your exhale, release and feel the energy of that red solar Muladhara chakra ignited and spinning with pure, pure creation energy of your own. Now, I want you to move your focal consciousness up to your pelvis area, the abdomen and reproductive organs. I want you to focus an orange energy on this second chakra known as Svadhisthana. This issues sexuality and emotions. I want you to feel the orange energy. Take a nice deep breath in, all orange, traveling from the base of the spine to the second chakra. As you hold this orange breath in, really fill it throughout your body, energize yourself, and release the breath, feeling calm and relaxed, and the orange energy ignited throughout. Now I want to take you to the third chakra, and this is Manipura. This is at the solar plexus. color here we want to breathe in is yellow. Breathe in power. Breathe in control of yourself, your being, and your environment. Hold this in and surge your body with the yellow, beautiful energy of creation. Releasing this breath, I want you to energize this third chakra in the solar plexus, right behind the belly button, in the middle of the stomach, by the sternum. This yellow energy spins with excitement, and again, creative control. Now we're going to take your conscious attention to the fourth chakra, known as Anahata. This is right in the center of the chest, the heart chakra. I want you to breathe in a pure green energy. Breathe in love and hold it, letting it fill your entire body. As above, the green comes into the heart, and below, the green comes and meets in the middle. Focus on this green and release all green energy, igniting and energizing Anahata chakra within your heart. Now we're going to move up spine and through the body at fifth chakra, known as Vishuddha. This is the throat chakra. I want you to breathe in blue and open your throat so that you feel the blue surge from the top of your head into the throat and throughout your entire body, breathing in and holding this breath, letting the blue fill you completely and igniting the energetic chakra or wheel of throats within, releasing that breath and feeling the vibration, possibly of your own voice or the vibration of mine, as I guide you through a meditation. We're going to move up to the sixth chakra, known as Ajna. This is the third eye chakra, in between both eyes at the brow, at the center of the forehead. This is an indigo color, and it is the connection between you and spirit. This is where you understand clairvoyance and receive messages or intuition from your higher self, or your soul, your God, your divine God, your divine being, wherever you receive intuition from. Breathe in an indigo color throughout your body. This is almost as if it is an infinite night sky right after sunset or sunrise. Let your mind open and be willing to receive messages from your higher self. Meditate on this and spin this sixth chakra into energetic ignition. Now we're going to move to the seventh chakra, and this is Sahasrara. This is at the top of the head, the very center of the head, the crown chakra. Imagine a violet color opening this chakra, the unfolding consciousness, the expansion state of conscious mind. Breathe in this violet energy and hold it. And as you hold this violet color energy, you open yourself completely to all that is and become a part of everything, of all being. And realizing this turns the violet into a white light as it surrounds your entire body, protecting you, comforting you, guiding you, strengthening you as you travel through life moment to moment, doing whatever your soul feels called to complete in this life. Imagine yourself being the rainbow bridge to all that is, guiding you and completing you. Just be for a moment now. I hope you all enjoy that thoroughly. I feel a lot better, a lot more energized right now. I feel so good. That was definitely a good energetic move on my part. I just feel so wonderful. Okay, so what I'm going to do, I do want to talk about my last topic. We don't have callers, which is pretty cool. So, I mean, everybody's doing good and does not need healing, I guess, right now, so it's totally cool. We are going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back and talk about this whole UFC versus sodomy. What do you think? Or a guy? That was going to be pretty funny. So I'll just talk a little bit about it. So enjoy the song. I'm gonna play some Nicki Minaj. She has been feeling pretty good recently, so I'm gonna let you enjoy some. It's a little bit of vulgar language, but I love it. I don't know why. She's so awesome. I love the way she uses words. So Still I Rise by Nicki Minaj. I'll see you guys right back here in a couple minutes.
She said, fuck Fendi, but I think she was playing. I heard she moved them things. I think she fucking Wayne. She call herself Lewinsky, that means she give him brain. She tryna be like Little Kim, her picture looks the same. Why she ain't signed with G-Unit, she from Queens, right? And what's her nationality, she Chinese, right? I mean, she okay, but she ain't all that. She ain't the next bitch, tell that bitch fall back. See, I'm a hater, I go hard, listen, let's begin. You know her last name Minaj, she a lesbian. And she ain't never coming out, make it currency. But every time she do an interview, you know I run this seat. She get me so sick and make me vomit. That's why I spend my time online leaving comments. And you know that I got some more haters with me. Mike hit up this at 50. MTV hit up BET, telling pretty, please don't play Nicki. Still I rise, still I fight, still I bite. Crack the smile, keep my eyes on the prize. See my haters telling my. One day you remember this, one day we reminisce. Nothing I do ever is good enough for me to live. Till I rise, till I fight, till I fight. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I want to fight, see my head down, 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 down. one day when we reminisce. Nothing I do ever, nothing I ever do is good enough for you. Bitches is like crabs in a bucket. You see a bad bitch getting shine, you should love it. Cause every time a door open for me, that means you just had a better opportunity to do you. They don't understand these labels, look at numbers and statistics. I lose, you lose, mine's just logistics. Anyway, real bitches, listen when I'm speaking. Cause if Nikki wins, then all of y'all getting meetings. Ask L.A. Reid, ask Jay. Then hit up Universal, see what Sylvia Rhone say. Ask Craig Common, you can ask Chris. Lady, when you're done, just salute a bad bitch. Only underground bitch around, a duck in the paparazzi. In and out of town, be swerving the Maserati. Stay around the white like a Nazi. Puts it, put popping on my papa, so the cops it, bitches. Till I fight, till I fight, till I fight, till I'm my on the prize. See my haters, I'ma keep my eyes on the prize. One day when we go, that thing I do ever is good enough. Till I fight, till I fight, till I fight.
So still I rise. I love that. Good message. Minus the swear words, I guess. But it still has a good overall message, you know, still she rises. And I love line, oh my gosh, like, you know, still I rise and everything, blah, blah, blah. You know, my music will never be good enough for music biz, and I love it. And now she's, like, this really good artist. A lot of people like her. So just reminds everybody to keep dreaming and never let go of them, because sooner or later, one has to come true. And I'm certainly finding that out for myself. Things are definitely going in the right direction. Meeting the right perfect people, oh, it's great. So great. So I want to get into this last topic. Now, this came up for me. I was at a friend's house hanging out, and they were playing UFC on Xbox 360. And I was like, oh, this is interesting. I'm like, okay. I mean, for video characters, they're looking pretty fine, okay? So I'm watching, and they're, you know, fighting, whatever. All of a sudden, I'm looking, and they are doing some of the dirtiest moves. I'm, like, sitting here laughing to myself, like, oh, my gosh, what are these guys doing? They're, like, literally, like, in missionary position and going back and forth, and I'm like, seriously? This has got to be one of the gayest things, literally one of the gayest, most homosexual things I've seen by far in a video game. I just could not believe it. And it reminded me of when I saw UFC a couple weeks ago for the very first time. I was watching it, and I'm like, oh my gosh, this is, like, horrible. Like, how can guys sit here and just beat the crap out of each other? I'm like, I could think about 10 better ways to sit there and roll around on the ground with a guy than trying to knock each other out and punch each other's lights out. And so I mentioned that for sure. And then I saw this video game, and oh my gosh, I could not believe it. So I had to say something about it. And watching and looking at the comparisons of either UFC or homosexuality, I have to ask you guys, what do you think is worse? Fighting each other and beating each other? Sex. What do you think is worse pain for a guy? And what do you think a guy would say is the worst pain? I think it's because most of the guys will sit here and, you know, they're like, oh, you know, I'm not gay, blah, 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 blah. Beating the crap out of each other. But then again, I don't know. Sex between two guys is pretty interesting, to say the least. And I mean, it's a shocker, that's for sure. And, oh my gosh, it's just, I would rather pick sodomy over getting beaten the crap out of any day. Oh, if you're just tuning in, hi, Sharice. Thanks for coming. It's been about a whole bunch of stuff. I did a whole intro to angels and then chakras and did a meditation. And now we're talking about UFC versus sodomy. So it's been jumping around a lot today. But they're things that I just wanted to talk about. That's just an interesting connection. Now, they're the perfect polarity. Like, they really are the most opposite things ever. But yet, they look the same. Do you know what I mean? Yes, some of us were listening to the wrong show. It's okay, Courtney. Miss Inspiration. You are still here and listening now, which is totally cool. And then we all chat afterwards, like, oh, hey, which is even better. But like I said, I'm just doing this for the archives. Oh my gosh, Storm was here. I've been trying to be that guy's assistant forever now. I was so nervous he was here. I'm like, oh, he makes me feel so nervous because he's like a big deal. And I was really nervous. So yeah, that was pretty interesting. I totally had a dream about him, which is so weird. I dreamt about being in his house. I was like there and like kicking it and he like, I don't know. It was just so crazy. And then I, like, asked him about it. It was totally his house. And I'm like, what? That's so weird. Miss Inspiration. I'd rather fight a dude than take it in the ass. LOL. Okay. That's pretty interesting. I figured you would. I had a feeling. Well, I mean, if you're listening to this in the archives, you can feel free to post the comment of which you would rather do. Go ahead and you can post it right on my page. I don't care. There's been a lot of people recently there. They've been calling them trolls on Blog Talk Radio, and they're all these people that are just talking shit and ruining other people's shows, sending bad vibes, making fun, saying inappropriate things, sending bad energy, whatever. But you know what? I kind of like the trolls because they're giving Blog Talk a lot more attention. And, you know, I've already kind of influenced two of these trolls, and one of them, he was calling to prank my show, and then he's like, wow, man, you're no fun to prank, and blah, 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 blah. But I think Sharice and both Miss Inspiration were here that evening, and they were just being crazy. There were so many prank callers. I'm like, whatever, I'm having fun with them, I don't even care. And then, so I talked to him, and he was just like, you're no fun, but I respect you, and blah, 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 blah. And I felt that respect coming from him, which is very cool. And I sent him some love, bromance love, you know, just for whatever reason. Because I think that by giving them the attention that they desire, and then loving and activating and going through your higher hearts is going to either stop them from doing bad things or influence them to do better things. For example, one of them, Psychic Strope, some of you may have heard, he called my show and he was calling to, like, prank, but he was like, I'm going to prank a different show, not this one, blah, blah, blah. And now, after he was like, you know, I'm doing this, I'm looking for lulls, and is this going to be a win? It was so funny. It was so freaking funny. And he definitely got a win. I told him, I'm like, dude, you're funny. You need to do your own show. That would be amazing. And now he has his own show, and he's doing his own thing, which, I mean, whatever, he might be bashing other people, but it's a start. He gives credit to where it's due, which I definitely respect. I do respect that because he is kind of calling out some of the fake psychics. Like, he's like, he's being the other side of the coin. I mean, everybody, there's a lot of people that believe in them, but then there's also people that just don't know what they're talking about a lot of the time. And I don't think they should be giving advice to people. Granted, I love the BTR family. Do not get me wrong. I love them and love what they do. But everybody just needs to be working through a higher position. And if you can't take the fire from these trolls and these people that are questioning your quote-unquote abilities or the process in which you give advice, well, then maybe it's not legit advice in the first place if it doesn't stand up to any other, any critic. Because you can give all the advice you want, but who says it's going to be the right advice or the best advice or the good, or good advice? And I think that when you feel comfortable with yourself giving advice and you feel that they are, what you're telling other people is legit, then you should have no problems and no worries and not even have any care of what these people are saying. So I hope that if you other psychics out there give this a listen, especially the ones on BTR, you take this into consideration and consider doing this. Maybe start projecting the feelings that you use to heal other people that come to you in desperation or in loving hearts. You use that same energy and that same intensity to give it to the people that are causing a ruckus. I mean, if all they want is attention, then why not give it to them? And give them your loving attention, because everybody deserves it, not just the people that talk nicely to you. You know, everybody deserves that. We're all here together, no matter what. And it's not like you can change the fact that another person isn't here. You can't change them being here, but you can change. No, you can give them a chance to change their outlook and perception on life. And that is one of the greatest gifts you can help give another person. So please, fellow blog talkers, remember that. And I hope that instead of trying to beat up and call out these trolls, why don't you just try to love them for being here with us? I don't know if anybody agrees, but it doesn't really matter, because I feel that that is something that is totally obvious. Like, I feel like it's just so obvious, like, right there. Like, I don't understand why other people can't see it. They jump, they talk, they sit here and talk about not judging, like, you know, all the people in the chat room. Don't judge the people in the chat room, blah, blah, blah. But, like, then you go and you just judge all these people that, just because they don't know how to convey their feelings of interest, they call you out. You know, they may say mean things, but you have to be in a better place with yourself, my dears, my lovely, lovely co-creators. And that is what I want to leave you with. Thank you all so much for coming this evening. It was a little nervous for me, as, again, it's been a couple weeks, but hopefully we will keep doing this every week. I'm back to the 11 o'clock show. Really crazy, I know, but we'll see if I can get it to stay here, hopefully, keep my fingers crossed. So again, thank you all so much for coming. Also, check out my new website that I just built. It is at www.thedreamteacher.webs.com, and there's some pretty cool stuff on there if you get a chance to get on there. And then also become a dream teacher yourself. Become a member of the site. And it'll be a nice little social interaction so we can always find each other, even if we're not friends on Facebook or anything of that such. Otherwise, thank you all so much for listening. I hope you all gained some sort of awareness with the dream teacher this evening. And I look forward to speaking with you all in the future. Much love, light, many blessings, and sweet dreams, everyone.